Tom Petty is Free Fallin', 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, Zach here with the best mix in the morning show for Monday and Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Simplicity Day. It's the day in honor of the birthday of author, philosopher, and naturalist Henry David Thoreau, who was an advocate for living a life of simplicity. It's also National Pecan Pie Day. Whether you say pecan or pecan, just have a slice of pie. In keeping with the simplicity theme, what's a great simple pleasure? According to a new survey, getting into bed with freshly cleaned sheets, getting a great parking spot, when your favorite song comes on the radio, and having a good hair day are just some of the simple things that bring us joy. We'll talk about more of that coming up at 7:45. If you want to stay motivated and on track with your workout goals, make sure you find a workout buddy. According to a Harvard researcher, having someone to work out with makes you accountable and provides the social bonding that will keep you motivated. Nothing works as effectively as exercising with your friends, according to Daniel Lieberman of Harvard. Is online life more important than real life? Well, it seems to be for a lot of people, especially if you're young. A new study by Squarespace found that 60% of adults under the age of 40 believe how you present yourself online is more important than how you present yourself in person. And this gives new meaning to flushing money down the toilet. A university in South Korea is testing a new type of commode that turns your waste into digital currency, or more simply, it pays you for your poop. It's called the BVI toilet, and its engineering professor came up with it. It basically collects everyone's waste and turns it into methane and manure. The methane powers things in the building. The manure is used in a nearby garden. Each time a student uses the toilet, they get paid in digital currency, and the professor created it called gul, which means honey in Korean. They can also use that honey to buy stuff on campus like coffee and snacks. He says the point is to show how valuable our waste can be if we just think outside the box. I prefer not to think about my waste, but okay, sure. That's Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.